The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, it's Thursday, and before our travel treat, it's a great pleasure to welcome back my good pal and favourite muso, Tom Dunn. And before we come to your album and gig of the week and talking points, this new film about the late Michael Jackson leaving Neverland, A, tell me about it, and B, is it really damaging to him?
It is a film which will be on TV on HBO on Channel 4 in a few weeks' time. It's already premiered at Sundance, and it features the testimonies of two families who allege that Jackson abused them as children. And it had a huge reaction. People described it as devastating at Sundance, and the Jackson estate reacted and said it wasn't honest or accurate. But I've seen bits of it, and devastating would be the word I would use. There are two lads, and you see them as seven-year-olds. You see them with Michael, and you see them being invited to Neverland, which was his estate. And then you see them talking and as adults, and it just seems all wrong all day long. And it just, their parents are talking as well and talking about stuff that went on. And, you know, their silence was bought.
We actually have a clip from, it's a two-part, four-hour film. It's called Leaving Neverland.
He told me if they ever found out what we were doing, he and I would go to jail for the rest of our lives.
Secrets will eat you up. You feel so alone.
I want to be able to speak the truth as loud as I had to speak the lie for so long.
So, are we talking about unreconstructed paedophilia?
The two adults in this are laying out what they say went on with them. And it's, God, I don't know, he comes across so innocent in it. But yet he's
Michael.
An adult, yeah, almost childlike. But he's a childlike adult, and he's inviting seven-year-olds into his home, and it's not good.
But sorry, there's either sexually inappropriate behaviour with a minor, or, you know, the law is a little bit black and white, Tom.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so
is.
Like, this they're is claiming, not about after they're having a few jars.
No,
like, you know.
Nothing like, no, they're claiming there is, very clearly. They're claiming
okay.
there is, and at the time that their silence was
now,
bought.
Could I suggest to you that all of this was more than suggested over the years?
Absolutely. Yeah, and sadly, at home last week with the girls, we stumbled into a Michael Jackson documentary, and I was expecting it to be the music and everything else. But within minutes, you had very damaging claims from his sister saying that somebody has to stand up and say what's really going on here. And then interviews with Michael, which seem as creepy when he talks about them having to photograph parts of his anatomy. That's where I managed to turn it off. There was always these accusations.
Okay.
He was fabulously wealthy, and the families always seemed to be quietened and looked after. But at this point, this remove, these lads are coming forward and saying, can't live it any
longer.
Okay,
well, I put it like this. I mean, I just because it's posthumous, he's dead, I mean, doesn't mean that the rocks shouldn't be rolled over. And it is sinister in the extreme if people could afford a situation that they could buy silence.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what you'll do. Once it's screened, come back to me.
All right.
But like last week it's Ryan Adams, and this week it's...
Well,
like, would you have been a fan of Michael Jackson? Like, I always thought he was as odd and weird as anything.
No,
but
I
a lot of you music people are. Yes.
Yeah, I thought he was... Absolutely. I thought he was very, very, very gifted. And he was... I remember when we were going on holidays, we used to go on holidays over in the West, we'd have the CDs on in the car for the girls, and they adored his songs, adore them. He may have been kind of childlike, but he had a genius about him. So it's very unsettling. And I didn't play Ryan Adams during the week. I talked about it. Mm. And people said, trust me, Tom, if you stop playing Ryan Adams, there's millions of bands you're going to have to stop playing. And
right.
there does seem to be this
fantasy
world.
See, a lot of people
world.
Are distressed in the head that are into music.
But, you know, they're often allowed to fulfill their fantasies. They're treated like they're not, you know, they're almost gods and they're not living in the real world. But we are living in the real world.
Right. Well, it's on March the 3rd, Leaving Neverland on Channel 4, and it's on HBO. Let's move on to your album of the week.
New York has a lump in her throat. She tore up the letters I wrote. Long Island shore is ravaged today. Storms cry out, what do they say? Joggers running.
Well, as an adult, I had my wisdom teeth removed.
Did you?
It was an incredible thing. I had to go to hospital, and it was actually a vet did it. And the next day, it blew up in terms of blood was pouring out of my mouth and so on. And I had to go down to the veterinary practice to get a stitch on it. It was the most awful.
Why were you going
experience.
To a vet?
I don't know. He did.
Sideline.
Yes, exactly. It was unbelievable.
Saving a few bones.
No. It was actually quite expensive. But the whole thing, like the bleeding, was just it wasn't stitched properly.
Right.
And I'll never forget it.
Wow.
But this is the reason why I'm telling you my anecdote about Wisdom Teeth is because that album is called Wisdom Teeth.
Yes.
Who's it by?
It's a young lady from Northern Ireland called Naomi Hamilton, and she goes under the name Jealous of the Birds. And she is very, very talented. She's from went through Queen's University, studied English and creative writing, and has a way with words straight off, really beautiful lyrics and very clever and intelligent. And just, she sounds like she's been releasing albums for her entire life. She had an album in 2016, which was very kind of punky-ish. This is much more assured and polished and professional. I think she's going to be big. I think the lyrics are great. And she's a real genuine new talent. Naomi Hamilton, write it down.
How many albums is this? Is this the
this is the first. She's on a major label now. This is the first major label release from her. It's
so
only
this is a big development
EP.
In her career.
Oh, yeah,
what
is.
Age is she?
I think she's about 20.
Right.
Yeah.
They're it's getting younger, Tom. I'm
younger and
this.
More talented.
Even the cops are getting younger.
Yeah, and the doctors.
Even the Taoiseachs are getting
yeah,
younger.
All
and
them.
Not to speak of Naomi Hamilton.
No.
All right. Well, you're really recommending. Would you describe it as folk rock or trad?
No,
or
it's a bit poppier than that.
Poppier?
Yeah,
okay.
It's mainstream poppy.
Okay.
But it's the intelligent end of it.
Okay, you must get her, if she's not too far away in Northern Ireland, you must get her down here.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, let's talk about Tom's gig of the week. It's not Heart Attack. Love is a verb, love is a doing word, fearless
on my brain. That's quite sweet and
it
delicate.
Is, isn't it?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
It's you're teardrop. Never going to let me forget this heart thing, are you? No. Every week.
Massive Attack.
Massive
not
Attack.
Not Tom's Heart Attack. And
no.
That's Teardrop. They're playing where and when?
They're Three Arena this coming Sunday. They're an amazing band from Bristol, hip-hop band. And one thing they're really great at is featuring really talented female vocalists. And they released an album called Mezzanine, which featured a really brilliant vocalist called Elizabeth Fraser, who's from a band called the Cocteau Twins. She has one of the greatest voices of the last 30, 40 years. And it's her with them in Three Arena. So it's a very rare thing. And she sings other songs as well with them. I've seen little bits of footage of live shows from around England that they've done. And it's a
are
rare
these,
treat.
Are these big?
Ah, they're huge. Back in 91 when they released that album, it was the biggest album of the year. And they're very groundbreaking. They're one of those albums that afterwards everyone was trying to imitate. It was like if you didn't sound like Massive Attack afterwards, you were at a date. They defined what was cool.
So would this be sold out now?
Oh, yeah.
And tell me this, in all the things at the Three Arena you tell me about, would there be a warm-up band as well?
Sometimes. No, I doubt there will be in this case.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes there are.
Right. And are they on a big tour?
Big tour, huge tour. And I think the last time they played over here, there was a bit of criticism that they weren't playing the hits. But this time they're playing the Mezzanine album, which is loaded with hits and has that song in particular, Teardrop. So you will get what you're expecting from this. And they're still uber cool. They really are.
Okay. Now, we have a letter for you to conclude,
yes.
Tom. This is, hi, Tom. Just heard you on with that brilliant broadcaster, Ivan Yates. Just FYI, in case someone calls you out for copying the idea, Ethan Hawke, who's he, put together a collection of Beatles songs from the members after the Beatles broke up and created an album, The Black Album, to rave reviews. He used it in his movie Boyhood. Enjoy, and sure, everyone can do their own version. What the clear accusation here is plagiarism.
No plagiarism at all. I want to point out that this initial idea came from my good friend George Byrne, the previous film critic here at News Talk, and he actually wrote that as a series of articles for The Independent in the late 90s.
So you plagiarised it off of him?
I plagiarised one of my best friends.
Yeah.
I want to be clear on that.
Right.
And then also, Ethan is not doing what I'm doing, which is reimagining what albums they would have released. He's just doing a best of. I went to his list of songs and he has songs, one song is from 1971 and the next song is from 1980. And that's not the way life works. You can only release the songs in the year from which you're around. You can't have a Sgt. Pepper with songs of the White Album as well on it. It's not a best of list, Ethan. It's what albums they would have released if they had stayed together.
But you see, you're missing the central point. When I do my motivational speaking, I speak about the three P's. Perspiration. Get up earlier, work later, work through the weekends. Perseverance. Don't count the number of times you get knocked down. That adds up to 99% of what you need to do. 70 and 29. What is the last 1%?
Inspiration, I would have thought.
No,
that's an
three P's, Tom.
I know, but I can't think of a word.
Plagiarism. Every good idea I affected off of someone else. So, you are on the road to success.
Right.
You're stealing Mr. George's things.
Yes.
All right.
And I'll put more work into this over the weekend, be in no doubt.
And rest assured
yes.
That you can hear a lot more about in relation to the Beatles and Tom Dunn's plagiarism 5 nights a week from 10 p.m. on Sunday to Thursday here on News Talk. Thanks as always, Tom.
Thank you very much.